Hello and welcome. My name is Dr. Robert Balfance, and I will be co-hosting this podcast with Linda Moskowski. In this presentation, we will look at how teacher teams form the building blocks for high school redesign initiatives. Research across transformation initiatives from the last decade leads us to believe decision-making closest to students provides insight and nimbleness to enable the most effective allocation of resources in a manner that meets student needs, and that close interdisciplinary adult cooperation built on trust is essential for school effectiveness. We will look at the role of distributive leadership in enabling transformation of existing large schools into communities built around deep relationships. Several evidence-based approaches to schedule and delivery of instruction will be examined, and the future need for multifaceted approaches will be discussed. New school designs are necessary to meet the demands of rigorous standards for all, especially when students need to achieve these standards regardless of their prior preparation or the environments from which they live. We know a couple of things that are going to help us in this new design. One is that when staff work collectively, they have greater impact on student achievement. We also know that higher performing schools use distributive leadership more effectively.
A teacher team is a professional community in which teachers pursue a clear, shared purpose for all students' learning, engage in collaborative activities to achieve that purpose, and take collective responsibility for student learning. Research shows schools are more likely to be successful when the people work together to examine and improve the teaching and learning environments. Teaming can be used to great effect to foster an environment of shared understanding, a sense of identity, high levels of involvement, and a mutual sense of belonging.
There is much to be said about considering the teacher team as the social arrangement that enables improvements at the school level. Teacher teams can serve as the building block for small schools, but also for larger schools to redesign the structures, systems, and experiences of secondary schools while keeping the upsides of shared resources. It is analogous to an apartment building. Each unit capitalizes on the upside of smaller individual apartments, and if you could form a sense of community with four or five or six neighbors, you have your own small neighborhood, regardless of who else lives in the building. But at the same time, you get to share the resources of the entire building, doormen, centralized air, elevators, etc., that the individual units would not be able to provide on their own. Another strength of teacher teams is that they can be a very nimble unit. This is important in turnaround environments, which are in the midst of change. Working collectively and collaboratively, teacher teams can provide a continuum of supports for the students they share. They can also become skilled diagnosticians who can analyze data and call upon a range of research-based and practice-validated tools and strategies. When we think of the design principle of developing and deploying collective strengths, teacher teams enhance the design and delivery of instruction for all members and allow for differentiated roles of the members based on individual strengths and capacities. So instead of asking a single teacher to be all things to all kids, the team allows teachers to pool their different talents and interests. One teacher might be very good at talking to kids and understanding the real deal and what's really going on. Another teacher might be much more comfortable making calls home. Instead of asking them to do things that are outside of their comfort zone or their ability, by working as a team, the team can pull on each member's strengths. Further, nimble teams are able to keep goals in mind even during times of confusion. They can flexibly address inhibitors, they can find order within what appears to be chaos, and this allows them to proactively step into change rather than to resist or run from it.
Though accountability is essential, it's the collective perspective of the team members, the mutual respect they hold for one another, and their desire to change the practice of teaching in a meaningful way that helps ensure a team's success. A focused and functioning team depends on having an exclusive and manageable number of students so the team can share multiple disciplinary perspectives.
The decisions made closest to any given situation are more likely to be based on real-time information, implemented, and sustained. Teacher teams thus need to drive student supports. Because teachers teach during the same blocks of time and share a lunch and a common planning period and share a common set of students, they can meet regularly to have discussions about student activities, celebrations, problems, and solutions. This is a big change from the traditional departmentalized high school, where a math teacher may be able to talk to their colleagues about math, but really won't know who their student science or social studies or English teacher is, so it finds it hard to talk about kids with anyone. Moreover, due to the proximity in the building, a teacher teaming format allows for informal communication to happen daily.
Work together to personalize and individualize each student's learning environment. Build a strong climate of caring and support for students and staff, share information and resources and provide members with collegial support, coordinate instruction and curriculum across subjects, and provide students with shared expectations for behavior and course performance across their classrooms. A successful teacher team begins with the principal. Teaming is a relevant concept to today's schools. Teams do need some basic components to operate successfully. A master schedule that accommodates teaming, a series of plans aligned with a school's transformation plan encompassing communications, climate, achievement, and attendance, an exclusive, manageable number of students, professional development by an experienced facilitator well-versed in teaming and best practices, and a team must have time to evolve. Teaming is a reflective practice that takes time and patience.
Thank you, Linda. Along with trust, we have learned that a sense of collective efficacy is one of the most powerful drivers of school improvement, especially among the adults in the building. Teams play a critical role here because they are a vehicle through which teachers can experience and feel a sense of collective efficacy. The challenges teachers and administrators face in high-needs high schools are considerable, even immense. The path to improvement and success is based on collective effort and collaboration. The evidence is clear. Effective teamwork is the key to meeting the challenges of high-needs high schools. On behalf of Linda and myself, I want to thank you for listening.